My little girls the other day, you didn't know how to fix your hair in those days. I remember, you know, you talk about Mr. When they came back from Texas, that was about in 1925, I guess, they come back from Texas. Between 24 and 26, they come back from Texas. And she brought back, she was a darling, she died, she had three little boys and childbirth killed her. And she would roll her hair on electric wires. You know, that's where we'd get our curls. I had long hair and my mama would take and open my hair like, and she'd take a piece of flannel rag. That's what mama would do it. Flannel rag, she'd tie it tight like that and then she'd wrap it. Flannel rag around that curl around this flannel rag, wrap it. For about wash our heads good and set our hair. Like if we was gonna have a concert, you know, or Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday everybody had pretty organdy dresses and pretty homemade baskets, and that was our big days. The last day of school, Easter Sunday.
Clothes.
We'd have a concert. They'd have a program. It was just a program. We'd have tableaus, things like that. That's all. I'd love to see one now, like we used to have.
You straighten your hair with a comb or a?
No, didn't have none of that. That curly hair wasn't that popular. Nobody had curly hair much. Few people.
Well, you'd straighten your hair. I mean, you'd comb.
Oh yeah, you'd comb it with a comb and a brush.
Okay.
We always had combs and brushes.
And you could.
But we never knew how to fix our hair, you know, how to style it and all that, till in the later years.
Take a brush and.
Yeah. Brush it down.
Well, when a woman was getting ready to go somewhere, and they'd say she was, you'd spend a lot of time. Your mother would say, Mabel, quit.
Yeah, quit taking so much time messing around and hurry up and making yourself pretty or something like that.
Yeah.
You had to bathe in the zinc tub. You didn't have such a thing as the bathtub. I'll tell you the truth. I bet the bathtub didn't come to this aisle until in the 30s. Sure. I don't remember.
When she's putting on a good clothes, you say she's
dressing up.
Dressing up, okay. Now, a boy would spend a lot of time doing what you say he would.
Yeah, he'd be dressing up too. He'd take.
A woman, she'd carry her change in or something.
And a purse or a handbag or a.
And around her wrist, she'd wear
a bracelet or a.
Okay, and suppose there were a lot of little things strung together and used to go around her neck as an ornament. What would you call these? That would be a...
Necklaces or...
Beads.
Necklaces, beads.
Now, what did men wear to hold their trousers up?
Suspenders.
Yeah. And what do you hold over you when it rains? You had a...
Umbrella. Parasol or an umbrella.
Okay. Now, the beds, the last thing you would put on a bed?
Be a bedspread.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'd put your head on a...
pillow.
Did you ever see the ones that went...
Lean across? Bolsters?
Yeah, bolster went...
Oh, yeah. I just tore one last week apart and made two pillows out of it.
Okay. What would you put on a bed for warmth? Something maybe made out of patchwork?
A quilt.
I
need. We're making some now, some quilts, and you first we right now it's getting so you can use electric blankets, but in our days.